Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is Value Sign for Friday, November 26. For all of our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit valuesign.com. Well, don't they know it's our vacation day? That, plus the latest economic reports and earnings, just ahead. Well, there's an interesting story about Peter Lynch, the legendary money manager for Fidelity's Magellan Fund. Peter, who was known for never taking a vacation, at last decided to take some time off. So he traveled over to Scotland, where he was playing some golf and just relaxing. When? The crash of 1987 struck. Now, this was well before cell phones, and it was vital that the traders and managers of the funds speak to their star advisor, as sell orders were coming in by the boatload, and Peter would need to liquidate some of the stock positions to meet these redemptions. As the story goes, Lynch was literally caught on the golf course, and for the next several hours called in his sell orders to the trading desk. Now, I suspect much the same thing is happening right now. Although it's easy in this era of instant communications, still, the managers of the large funds are no doubt being called upon to liquidate and meet today's redemptions. And as you can imagine, their sell orders will be added to those already in line, and you have the potential for some real downside momentum. Now, just for a little perspective, it was a decline that began last night when the Nikkei was down over 2%. Then it spread to Europe, where most of the major exchanges there are also down 2% or more, and the futures are indicating that it will shortly come to our shores when the markets open in a little more than an hour. Now, this morning's trigger is attributed to a new strain of the COVID virus, one that seems immune to the vaccine. But as any long-term observer of the markets will tell you, markets never go in straight lines, more like a wave lapping up on the shore. First, the tide comes in, and each wave is higher and higher. But then, the tide goes out, and the waves fall back. For me, one of the best measures of how serious an initial move like this is to refer to some sort of benchmark. My favorite for times like this would be the 50-day moving average. For the Dow Jones Industrial Average, its 50-day moving average right now stands at 35,258. And Dow futures are right now trading well below that level. It's an indication that this move likely has momentum and should be watched carefully. I know it's early. I know it's your vacation. But this is important. Peter Lynch would understand. There are no earnings or economic reports today. And that's thevalueside.com for Friday, November 26. For all of our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit valuesign.com. I'm David Ravel. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.